If that's a drasha lemiat, if so, the pasuk says the omad the omal lechafatz lekachta. Says by a chalitz when given a chalitza by yivama, we don't want to be miyavma. You have to speak out and say lechafatz lekachta. But it says lashon of yoma to get up. So v'achinam here also you want to say you dafke have to say the pasuk of chalitza standing up. For a time you've learned not like that. For a time you've learned ben yoishev ben oimid, whether you're sitting or whether you're standing, ben muta whether you're leaning. He could say the parsha of chalitza. So even though the pasuk says the omad, it does not bedafka mean you have to be standing. Amalei answered back there, there's no raya. Hosum like siv vayamoid vayomer. It doesn't sound like it says in Iyuv that he stood up and he said. But hochok siv vayokam vayikram. Here it says clearly that Iyuv got up and ripped his clothing. Since the clearly the chura kri has to be mumud standing up. Mashenka there, the pasuk doesn't say vayamoid that you have to stand up. Therefore, by chalitza, we say yes, even if you say it sitting down. Omar Rami bar Choma. That minayin lekriya shimumud. How do we know this halacha that the kriya, when you rip your clothing for a mace, you have to be standing? Shenamar, the pasuk says in Iyov, vayokum Iyov, vayikra. Iyov got up and he ripped. So Mari asked, Dilma milsa yeserta hu diyovid. Maybe Iyov did something special. Like really, halacha, you don't have to stand up. And maybe he was makba to stand up. Because if you're not going to say like this, the pasuk says also vayigaz es roshi. He like shaved off his hair. His hachinami, you want to say you have to do that? So you see, he was just on and did milsi aserta. So for me, if you can't bring any proof, so Mora says elamihocha. I'll bring it from another place. Elamihocha. Pasuk says in Shmuel that vayokam hamelach vayikres begodim. That the melach got up and he ripped his begodim. For the Gemara again, Vedilma Milsi Aserta of it. Maybe also the Adavra Melach did something special. Dilotei Mihochi, if you don't want to say did something special, Vayishka Vartza, he lied down on the ground. Hochi Nami, is it true that's all that he did? For your time, you've learned like this. Yoshev Agabi Mita, if you sleep on a bed. Agabi Kis on a chair. Agabi Yudanaya Gadela, Agabi Karka. Udanaya is also a type of a chair. Rashi says, Machteshes gedel, a big chopper. Machteshes, a chopper. So if you sleep on top of a big chopper, is lo yotzi dechavosei. You're not yotzi dechavosei. V'yomer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, what does that mean? Shelakayim kfiya samita. You are not makayim the mitzvah of kfiya samita. His mikra adim by novel, he has to have kfiya samita, which means he has to turn his bed upside down and sleep on it. Sleep on an upside down bed. That's the yikah mitzvah by novel. So Amalei answered back, Kain Arza. That the pasuk says that Vayishkav Arza doesn't mean literally Himama slept on the ground, but it means Kain Arza, like the ground, which means like Kfiya Samita. And Rashi says, Kain Arza Klema, Shekofa Mitosa, he turned over his bed, Vayoshev and he slept and he lied on it. Uliyodam Kriyam Yumats. Could be he didn't do anything extra here, he did only Al Pi Allah what he's supposed to do, and it could be the merits are proof that kriya has to be done mumed when you're standing up. Tana Rabbonin, v'yelu dvorim sh'ovel osabem. These are the things that an ovel, the 7 days of avelu shirosar. Osabem lochi, not to do any work then. Over a chitzi, you can't take a shower, can't wash yourself. Over a sicha, you can't rub yourself. Over tashma shamiti, you also to be with your wife. Over nila sasandi, you can't wear shoes. V'yosa likras batara v'nevim uvuksuvim. V'lishnais b'mishna v'medrish uv'alochis uv'ashas uv'agodis. You can't learn Torah when you're a novel. Let's say the Rabbim needs you, because you're a big Rosh Hashiva, and you have to give a shiur, nobody else can give the shiur, the Rabbim needs you, and the nimna, you don't have to hold yourself back, then you're allowed to give the shiur. Once happened a story, that Rabbi Yosi's son died in Tzipori, he went right away into the Beis HaMedrash, and he darshan the whole day. You see, there's a proof that if the Rabbim needs you, you're allowed to darshan. Rabba Bar Bachona Yisro Bei Milsa. It happened once, he was once sitting Shiva. One of his mishpach was mace. He saw with the lemefik lepirki. He thought he's not going to go give a shir today. Omalei Rabbi Chanina, it said, we learned, Imhoyu to Rabbim Tzrichim Loi En Animna. That if the Rabbim, if they need you to give the shir, you're the one that has to learn with the people, you're allowed to, you don't have to hold yourself back. So Sovri thought, Liukme Amoyrole. He thought to put an interpreter, like usually used to give a shir, and they would have an interpreter there to interpret it. So he wanted to do it now also. Omalei Rav, so Rav told him, no, Tanya, we learned to bavach lo yame turgman, that when you're in Ovel, even if you're allowed to give the shir, because the rabbi needs you, but you can't have an interpreter there. What should I do? The Tanya went like this. He sat next to him. Now, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloy was giving the shir. So he like whispered the shir to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, there was not a novel, he, Le Turgman, he said it over to the interpreter. The Turgman and Shmuel Rabin, and the interpreter now told it over to everybody else. So that's the eight, so the Ovo should tell it over to one person, and this one person now tells it over to the interpreter, and then the Sarvati tells it over to everybody. Tana Rabbanan, look at a brace like this. Ovel Gimel Yomamori Shainim Oslo Nech Tfilin. First brace holds that the first 3 days you're not allowed to wear Tfilin. Mishlishi Velech, but from the third day onwards, Ushlishi Bechlal Mutlo Nech Tfilin. As even in the third day you're allowed to wear Tfilin. In other words, the first 2 days it's also to wear Tfilin. Vimbo Ponim Chadoshis, let's say a new face comes in, Eina Chol, still you don't have to take off your Tfilin. Because don't think to say that if a new face comes in, he'll think maybe just like you're wearing film today, you're wearing it yesterday also, so it will soon feel later, tomorrow maybe you have to take it off. Kamashmo, no, he's not afraid. Today is the third day of Avelis, you're allowed to wear film today even if a new face comes in. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ovel, Beis, Yomim, Rishonim, Oslo, Nech, Film. He'll know only the first 2 days. But Misheni, should be Visheni Bechlau. From the second day onwards, then you are allowed to wear tefillin. In other words, like we are the loch, it's only the first day that you're not supposed to wear tefillin. But if a new face comes in, then you're supposed to take off your tefillin. In other words, that the person should not think that you wore tefillin yesterday, therefore you have to take off the tefillin. But and when the person leaves, you're allowed to put it back on again. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Omer Rav Masna, my time with Rav Lez, what's Rav Lez's shit that he holds the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin? The Yechsev, the Pesach says, V'yatamu Yimei Bechi Eva Moshe. It ended the days of the Bechi of Moshe. So Yimei is Mashem at least two, so the first 2 days are Yimei Bechi, you can't wear tefillin. Omer Ravina, my time with Rav Yeshua, what's Rav Yeshua's time? That he says, no, it's think it's only 1 day. The Yechsev, the Pesach says, V'yachrisa Kiyei Mar. The end is like 1 bit a day. Mash Medika Ravelis is 1 bit a day. It's only the first day you can't wear tefillin. But from then on, you're allowed to wear tefillin. V'yab Yeshua Fred the Gemara, Nami Yoksir, the Pesach says, V'yitamu Yimei, Mash Meloshin plural, 2 days. How come he only 1 day? Or Maloch, Shani Moshe, the talk of Avlei. Tell you, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted, everybody felt so bad. His Avelis was terrible even for 2 days. But by normal, the Avelis is only, a Yoimar is only 1 day. For the Gemara of Rabbi Lezer, Nami Yoksiv Yachrisa Kiyemar, how come he holds that the Avelis of the Iker is 2 days, and therefore it's also wet film 2 days, I hear the Pesach is Mashma, it's only 1 day. So the Gemara says, Iker Marira Chajoyma. The Iker bitterness type is only 1 day. Who? Iker Marira Chajoyma. He's also asking, the Iker bitterness is 1 day. But the second day is also pretty bad, therefore if it's filling, you're not allowed to wet film the second day. But the third day you're allowed to. Omar Ulu Ulu said Halach Rebbe Lezer bechalitza. Halach is like Rebbe Lezer kechalitza that Rebbe Lezer says you don't have to take off your tefillin. Even if a new face comes in on the third day, you're allowed to wear tefillin. The Halach is Rebbe Yeshua b'anocha. And the Halach is like Rebbe Yeshua b'anocha that even the second day, you're allowed to put on tefillin. So it's passing in both ways l'kula. Iboy lihu. B'sheini li'ula cholitz oy eina cholitz. According to Ula, that Ula says Halach Rebbe Lezer that the... Or Halach Rebbe Yeshua, he says, that you're allowed to wear tefillin the second day, does he also pass like Rebbe Lezer's Halach the second day also or not? That's the question. On the second day that you're allowed to wear tefillin, so you have to be chilitz at ayin chilitz. In other words, it could be that he says Halach Rebbe Lezer b'chilitz, that you don't have to take off your tefillin, maybe that's only on the third day onwards. But maybe the second day, since the only one that's smarter the second day is Yeshua, and Yeshua himself said that if a new face comes in, you have to take off your tefillin, maybe the second day he'll, you have to be chalitz. That he says, Allah Kareb bless that you don't have to take off your tefillin, maybe that's only the third day onwards. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. Toshma, Oma Ula. Chalitz, O Meniach, Afilu Meyapomim. You're allowed to put on your tefillin, take it off, put it on, take it off, even 100 times. So you see, there is a case that you have to be chilus, take off your tefillin. So mashma, the second day, even though you're allowed to wear tefillin, but let's say a new face, ponim chadosh, somebody you did not see yesterday, comes in now to Menachem over you, the lachar is you have to take off your tefillin, and when he leaves, put it on. If a new face, take it off, goes out, put it on, even 100 times. You see clearly that he says, you don't have to take it off, it's only from the third day onwards. But the second day, you do have to take it off whenever a new face comes in. Because these people won't know that, they'll think you wore tefillin yesterday, and they'll think you're allowed to wear tefillin even when you're, even the first day of Avelis. Tanya Nam Yochav, learn like this also. Yehuda ben Taimer Oimer, Choylitz o Maniach Afilu Meyapomim. Put on, take off, put on, take off, even 100 times. Rava says no. Kivan Sheniach Shuvan Choylitz, no. Once you put on tefillin the second day, you're allowed to leave them on, you don't have to take them off. Even if a new face comes in, you don't have to take it off. For the Gemara of Rava, the Yoma Alofa Ketana Didan, the Yoma Shloisha. I, Rav, is the one that says, L'achos like Awatano, that holds you have to have 3 days. Shrashi. V'omar Rav, L'yel, B'kfiyah Samit, L'achos like Tana Lidan, D'yom Gimu Yom Ikra Velus. In the Ikra Velus is 3 days. So the Chura Hochi Nami Ros, Boy Gimu Yom L'niach Tfilin. Should have to wait at least to the third day to put on Tfilin. So Morin says, Mitzvah Shani. Where it's a mitzvah, here is more Mekel. Also, mitzvah, he holds out